we're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated,
your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Just like your dating profile, we're going to post up and talk about our latest and greatest to keep you updated.
We're back after a long hiatus because life happens, guys. Just, it was all life things. But we're here. We're here and we're excited to update you on a bunch of different things. We're going to talk about us. So get your seatbelts on. We are going full speed. Rob is going to talk about dating. Jen is going to talk about newlywed life. And I am going to talk about hormones. You guys, it's very important. Like, it can affect relationships, and we must talk about it. So
yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so newlywed life, guys. I will kick things off because I just feel like that's where we left off last time. So yeah. It's interesting. I've been married now, what, 4 months?
My brain went to four times for some reason. I was like, Jesus.
Not yet.
Four times a charm.
That's a different season of It's Complicated. But no, I've been married for a whole 4 months. And I will say, let's talk like some pros and cons and things. We kind of went right back into the regular life after everybody left town, you know? So when people say like, what's different about it? It just, you go back to the same if you live together and then you continue living together. But what has changed is our titles, and it feels like we got like promoted, and it's kind of exciting to say Mr. and Mrs. Like when we check into a hotel, we use each other's names, depends on like who books the travel. So if I book it, he's Mr. Golden. And if he books it, I'm Mrs. Harmon.
Wait, are you officially changing your name? I don't know if I asked you that.
No.
You're not?
No.
You can't get it because of your dad?
I mean, partially, yeah. I'm the next person and the only person like in my family to keep the name going. And also I've been this for almost 40 years. It's my identity at this point. But he doesn't mind, and it's just like we identify as a family and take either name, really depends who's talking to us. But it's really fun to say husband and wife. We keep saying it. And it's like you say it the first time, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird at first, but then
it's
you
weird
get
weird at first,
it.
Isn't it? I had a hard time saying it at first. I was like, this is my husband. It sounded like I was bragging, like, here's my husband. Oh,
you don't have one.
I was like, this is dumb. And then, but I'm like, well, I can't not say it. So,
no, I actually think it's an easier name for me to call him than boyfriend or fiance, because boyfriend felt so juvenile and fiance.
Well, you earned it too, right? It's like you don't, when you're driving a fucking, you know, G4 or G-Wagon, you don't say, I'm just gonna go get in my truck. You're like, I'm gonna go get in my G-Wagon, you know?
Okay,
like
interesting comparison.
Know.
Totally.
You let people know that, you know, you earned that.
Oh,
shit.
I didn't know you would do that. Okay.
Okay, well, now, yes, I bought Daniel, and he is my G-Wagon husband, but...
And he's British.
Yes. No, we actually have a British car.
Oh, wait. G-Wagon's German. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, we have a British car. Don't worry. Two of them, in fact. But anyway, it's been fun to say husband and wife. I think it feels more natural for us, maybe in our age bracket, or just we've been talking about the wedding for so long and like being husband and wife that it just felt kind of natural to say. So we love doing that. Just a couple other things to quickly highlight. Since we got married, it has been like complete nonstop travel. We have been away every month once or twice. We made up for lost time basically in the first 6 months of the year. We did not travel together. Now we have traveled so much that I actually never know where I am or where I'm going. I don't even unpack my suitcase sometimes because we have been, since married, to Hawaii, to Temecula, Palm Springs.
Mexico.
To Cabo, to where am I now? I'm in Scottsdale. No, I'm in Tubac. I'm somewhere in Arizona.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona. Then I go back through Palm Springs, back to LA. Then I actually don't go with him, but I travel again to Mexico City for a friend's bachelorette party. And I think that's the last of the travel. But then maybe for my birthday, there's a surprise because I have the big 4-0 coming up. And so I think that he will plan something or is planning something. I don't ask any questions at this point. I'm just like, let me know what to pack, or you pack me for me, because I can't be bothered.
That's love.
But at least you're not going far, far. You know, like, it's not like you're going, like, you just got back from Germany and now you're going to Spain and now you're
that's at least next year's plan. We're working our way up to that. But
are you guys, is this like an avoidance thing? Like, you don't want to come home and like actually live? Like, you think you're scared to like come home and be like, okay, now regular, or is this regular life?
No, this is regular life. I think he was always looking for someone to have as a travel buddy, because he used to travel a lot as a single person. And now he's like, hey, you work remote. Come on, let's go pack the dog up. And
yeah,
so we've mastered the art of road trips and traveling, and we've got like our routines. We've got certain bags that have like our vitamins and our electronics, and we're in charge of different things. So I think that's something we love to do together. And we did when we were dating and then engaged. We've always traveled together. So now it's a little bit on steroids because we're compacting the year travel. But it's interesting when I look back at what I was trying to find in a partner, travel was something. I think this brought up though for me, like, watch what you manifest, like put some more details into it, or maybe be a little bit more specific, because maybe travel within reason or within budget or within length of time that you might find appropriate, or just watch what you manifest, because
you might get it and it might be
more intense than you imagined.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you find that, like, because traveling is stressful.
Yeah.
You know, so like, depends. it's not just day-to-day shit. So like, do you find sometimes that because you're spending so much time together and so much time in a car and so much time on a plane and so much time traveling that like little annoyances are coming up that maybe wouldn't be there if you guys were just, you know, 9 to 5, come home, cook dinner and watch your TV type deal? Or
not for us, because when we travel and maybe are working also, or maybe even traveling with other people, we've got a pretty good groove. We are actually, I think, solid in that area. And you mentioned like the avoidance of it all. And I do kind of feel like we're constantly on the fantasy date, like on The Bachelor, because we are living this version of reality. But we kind of see ourselves almost more like nomads. And in fact, something that is like coming up soon too is, where do we live next? Our lease is up in LA in February, and we're like, well, where do we want to be? So we both agreed.
Like, be like in West Hollywood or Marina Del Rey? No. Or in like what state?
We might be in Miami, Florida.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's been something that
Lauren looks like she already knew this and is not thrilled about it.
No. I did already know this, only just because she went to Miami and was like talking about, oh, we're going to look around and see if there's a place that like we kind of like. But it's also kind of easy, I think, when you have that idea from the get-go, when you're like, when you lay that out there from the beginning of your relationship, like, I've lived all these places and I'm open to like living more places. So Jen's kind of already known that, and I've known Daniel's like that from her, so I wasn't surprised. But also, like, I mean, I don't want her to go, just like I didn't want you to go. You know, we all want to be together, but like, it's also, I think she should do it.
Well, so thank you for your support. And going back to the whole nomadic lifestyle, we actually talked about lightening our overhead and getting rid of a lot of our stuff, just taking the dog and the cat and our cherished goods, and let's go to Miami and actually maybe Airbnb for a couple months, see if we really want to be there. And if not, then maybe we go to Europe for a couple of months and see how that goes. And then maybe after that we see, okay, where do we feel most comfortable? Or do we go back to LA for 4 months? Do we just keep moving for 4 months at a time? And then eventually, when we're tired of it, put down roots somewhere or continue on.
So are kids not in the 3-year plan here?
So that's a really good question. And being that I am somebody who loves to plan in advance and have a process and create structure to a thing and, you know, map it out for Q2, we're actually tabling all of that, I think, until after we get to Miami, see how we feel there, because.
So Miami's definite.
Yeah. Miami's definite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, when is your lease up?
February.
Oh shit.
So we'll go in.
So
March.
You might be gone by Q1. That's insane. End of,
we might move. Honestly, anything can change as far as timing goes. Like maybe it's March, maybe it's April. We have to see how life unfolds. But
doesn't your job make you come into work some days during the week?
Yeah, but it's also fine if I move to Miami. I've already talked to them about it. Other people have moved to Miami recently. Anyway, all of that to say, I am taking it one day at a time, actually. I just really need to mentally get through the holidays, my birthday, all of these things. Someone's got to pack this home. If no one does,
one
we don't
day
move.
At a time is not something Jen Golden says.
No, that's the new norm for me, actually.
Wow.
But you kind of have to adopt that train of thought if you're going to maybe try out this type of lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think I'm also exhausted from this year. We've had a lot going on between like planning the wedding, the different, his bachelor, my bachelorette, like the wedding itself going away, continuing to go away. And I'm like, when are you going to get things done? And when are like, well, how do we make plans? Well, we have to get through a lot of these things first and then be like a little bit more grounded in our home to be like, okay, what's feasible? When would we actually pack this house?
I would say if kids are something that you are not clear about and or are comfortable with tabling, this is the kind of thing I think that all couples should do. If I think you want kids, then that's what you do. You get married, you like get a home, you settle, you nest, and you start planning for a family because you're like in one spot.
Right.
But if you don't want to do that, this is the perfect recipe here. And not having kids, I mean, I'm sure there are people who have kids and do this, but let me tell you, from having kids, like that does not sound fucking fun to me.
No, that sounds
well, we'd only have one, if any. So the other thing too is that like we could do this maybe for while I would be pregnant, and then maybe the baby be like a baby before you have to put them in school or like anything else. So we'll see. Again, guys, I don't know.
Also, you know, you could do this travel stuff. You could not. All right, we're not happy in Miami. Okay, we're not happy in Europe. Okay, we're not happy here. And then you realize the thing you're not happy about is you want to, like, the child's part is missing.
Maybe.
You know, it might make you realize, like, what is, are you chasing happiness? Or is it, like, in a little bundle that you swaddle? You know, like, who knows?
In a little bundle that you swaddle, because you will be our Manny.
Oh. That's my future. Yeah. In this situation.
You like kids so much. Here, have mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're on your own on that one, Gold.
Well, that'll be exciting to watch. It's going to be a fun next couple of months to see like how everything progresses and where you go. And you know, I went to a wedding the other day, and they were talking about. I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and then last weekend I saw the married couple, and they were talking about the come down of like after planning a wedding and all that other stuff and how they don't know what to do with themselves now. Mm-hmm. And it's weird and like, blah, blah, blah. And I brought you up and I was like, yeah, she's planned her whole life for this. And then I realized that we really did just watch your entire progression. I mean, the day you met Daniel all the way through till now, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Also, by the way, remember I was in Miami for a summer testing out if I wanted to live there because I was like, maybe I should actually move here to meet love. Got back, met Daniel, told him I'm never changing my last name and I'm moving to Miami. And he's like, sounds good. Let's do it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm 50. I'll take what I can get.
No.
And look where we are.
Here we are.
All right. Well, Rob.
Lauren, let's talk about your – I want to hear about these hormones.
Okay, you guys. So I just turned 44. And like, I don't know if having kids later in life, like jump started like a hormonal change because throughout, and I'm talking about this is relevant because like it can affect relationships. Okay. Like if someone is going through menopause, like sometimes people get super crazy or whatever, like I'm not there. It's more physical, but it's annoying as fuck. And it came out of nowhere. And it could be helpful for people listening, men and women, to deal because when I like was in my 20s and stuff, like I wasn't the girl that was like, oh, I'm so emotional. I have my period. Like, don't talk to me. Like, I never had any of those things. Through my pregnancy, my hormones were fine. I didn't have any weird cravings. I didn't have any weird illnesses. Thank God. It was just like pregnant. Like, there was nothing going on, right? I wasn't like moody, nothing. So I'm thinking I'm not really affected like by hormonal imbalances or changes. Well, I guess perimenopause is a thing, which is what happens before you go through menopause. It's just like noticing of things changing. So like, it's fucking crazy. And I don't know if having kids like a little bit later, like in my later 30s, early 40s, like sort of threw off my imbalance and now it's like spinning because I'm of that age, even though I'm like slightly young, but not really for it. Dude, I feel weird pains all over my body. I'm like tired all the time. Like, I'm like, do I have a newborn baby right now? Cause I'm pretty sure Hunter's almost three. Why am I so fucking tired all the time? I got a testosterone pellet injected in my butt cheek. Guys.
Good.
I'm hoping that this helps.
What do you mean a testosterone pellet? Like it's like a pacemaker for testosterone?
It's a, no, because it's not mechanical. I think it's like a,
but it's like a slow release tablet.
Yes.
Interesting.
And the reason why there's different ways to get testosterone, you can do like a cream, but it's kind of hard to know the exact amount. And then also there's like actual injections that you can like hypodermic.
That's what I've been taking testosterone for 2 years now, the shots.
Yeah. Okay. Those are good, but there are synthetic materials in there, which I think it's for absorption. Like, whatever. I mean, listen, everything has fucking poison in it these days, but like the pellet is,
let me just drink my energy drink while you tell me about this.
The pellet's like a plant-based exact genetic makeup with no fillers. And they like for men, if you get the pellet in your butt cheek, it lasts 6 months. So you go, you get it injected. Like they make a tiny incision and then they like inject it under your skin. And then that's it. You don't need a stitch or anything. It's not like a shot. It's like a injection.
Never even, this was nobody even optioned this for me. Nobody was like, oh, and there's a pellet that goes in your butt.
Yeah. Well, you should look into it because then you don't have to take the, and it ends up being about the same price because James does testosterone injections as well.
Yeah. So, everybody, every man above 40 should be taking a testosterone injection.
And women, I think women think like, oh, that testosterone is whatever. No, I mean, it could really help with like tiredness, muscle tone, like so many, like it's like the fountain of youth. And my testosterone level was actually normal, but my doctor said that if it's not like above normal, it's only operating at like a slow snail's pace right now.
And if so, what doctors say, doctors are obligated to tell you what you need to live. So like what they'll tell you, like, oh, you're normal at like 4 out of 10, right? But it's out of 12. So you're normal at 4, 5, 6. You're normal. But that's for functionality. That's just for everyday life.
Oh my God. Okay. So being tired obviously is a real issue. Not being able to like function in life. But then what is the muscle tone part? How does that?
No, because it, you know, men have testosterone. They're more muscular. So it's a, like a, what is it? It's a peptide or something that helps like muscle tone also increases your sex drive, which James was very excited about. It was like, dude. And yeah, I mean, it just, it's like the fountain. Think of like a young 20-year-old guy and all of the things that they've got lots of energy and they work out and they look great. And they're like,
it's listen, I promote it to everybody in my friend group now that's over 40. I'm like, take it. And I just ran into a friend of mine who I had him go to my doctor and get the injection. He started taking it probably about 2 months ago. This dude was skinny. He's like this now. And one of the things that I like, it's not steroids. It's just your normal thing. But like,
normal.
As we get older, like I'm working out and I'm bench pressing 120 and I can't get like 3 reps out. When I take my testosterone, I can get 185 like 6 times. You just have that extra.
And you feel better, right? Like you feel better.
I mean, I've gotten to the point though, I don't know if this has happened with James too, but like I've gotten to the point where I've kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
So like now instead of feeling the effects of like, I feel like a 22-year-old again, my sex drive, I mean, I notice it when I don't take the injection.
So
like I notice the drop instead of the
rise. That's a great point. My doctor said, when I give this to my women patients, he's got a gynecologist. He said, they don't tell me I feel like a new woman. They say, I feel like myself again. Mm-hmm. So you just feel good. You don't feel, it's not like anything super life altering, but it just gives you the things that you are depleted in.
Sure.
Basically, right. Because of age and things like that. And like another one of my friends said, like she felt like she would call it like the fountain of youth. Like it just makes you feel better.
Love and that. Wait, on the subject, of like the muscle tone and like the feeling strong and stuff, I feel like aside from the like appearance of you, like the nature of muscles, like you need them to carry a child. You need them to be able to lift yourself up. And the reason it's so important as you age to have the ability to like lift things is you don't want to become stagnant and not be able to lift yourself. And that's how people deteriorate, like toward the end of their life. You have to
be able and there's studies that show that like weightlifting, whether you're on testosterone or not, it just increases your life. It's expectancy too. Right. So if you have something helping you that's like natural, helping you along with that process, giving you the energy to do it, helping you sleep better, also taking the workout that you're doing and like actually giving you more like visible results, which is a positive on the flip side, like, you know, all of it's good. So I'm just hoping that this helps me feel, I just was like so tired from having kids and like babies back to back. And that's hard. And being really tired and exhausted affects your relationship. And like, then you start living for your kids and like your relationship.
Especially if he's taking the testosterone and not taking anything. He's like, I just took my shot, baby. I'm ready.
I know. Yeah. So it's like you want to, you know, I think a lot of people, especially now, are really like looking at health and like how important it is and all the knowledge we have about it and vitamins and poisons in our food and all those things. Like people are very aware. And this is just one other tool. I knew nothing about it until like a couple months ago. And now I'm like, okay, this could be helpful in so many different ways of life. Relationships have seasons and kids and marriages and all that go through stuff. And I was just coming out of that fog of that like kid baby situation. And I'm like still feeling tired. What the fuck is this? Is it perimenopause? Like, please God, let this testosterone shot work. I don't know if it's going to be the cure all, but I definitely am like over these physical symptoms I'm having. So I will keep you all updated because also again, relationship wise, sex drive, like, I mean, who knows? Let's see what happens. I think, a whole new woman.
I think you will notice it at first. And I think it, because it obviously it works. That's why everybody uses it and does it. But like, you're going to notice it. And then you are going to feel good. You are going to feel like you're 32 again. You are like, those things do happen in the first like couple, like 6 months. You start being like, yeah, man, this fucking shit's the best, you know? But then when you do plateau, you're just going to feel like that's your normal.
That's, and then, just like I said, basis.
Then you'll know when your little pellet runs out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
I have to take estrogen blockers. I have to take, because the testosterone rises levels in both.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, and then I have to take another shot called HCG.
What's that?
Oh, you take that. I've heard about that.
Yeah. James probably doesn't take it because he doesn't need to anymore. His little tubies.
Yes,
tied.
He's fit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to take it because it's reminding my brain to still make the swimmers, to still make the baby butter.
Yes, because it increases your sperm count because it thinks that you've got like a high level of testosterone.
Well, no, it just thinks like I don't need to do the work. He's getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So my ass is doing the work. Do you know what I mean? Like wherever the shot's going in is that's where the testosterone's coming from. So I don't need to make it anymore. I don't need to make all the little.
I heard that the HGC though does kind of affect how the testosterone is working in your body too. Like that my brother's friend had to do that because he wants to have kids, but he's on testosterone. And so he took it, but he said that he felt like it was the testosterone wasn't like he wasn't gaining the weight he wanted to gain and muscle and all that, but that could have just been him. Who knows?
Yeah, testosterone doesn't really do that. So I don't know what information he was given. Testosterone will help you be able to do the exercises.
No,
to
put the muscle, like he's like a bodybuilder, this guy. So
he knows he's got to take creatine and all that other shit.
Yeah, and I'm sure he does. And that's also good for women as well, guys. Creatine. Yeah. I know it sounds like a bodybuilder situation, but it's actually not. It's really good.
I mean, the amount of needles I put in my body.
Oh my God. Right? Listen, it's not just women anymore, right? We're not getting injections in our faces. Like James is injecting himself like every 3 days with TRT. Everyone's doing Ozempic. Just start shoving needles in your body and just make yourself
look young. I have a lot of needles.
Make yourself look young. Okay.
So I wish I had more exciting stuff. I mean, I guess I've been kind of doing the same thing as Jen.
You're not shoving your needle in someone else's body, Rob?
Oh God.
No needles in other people's bodies.
Come on.
No needles. No thick gauges.
Rob.
That would go into other people's bodies. No, I honestly, like, I've been traveling too, like Jen. I've been kind of all over the place, and I feel bad because I feel like sometimes my dog is like, are we together? Is this like a relationship, or are we committed? Because every time I get cozy, you go somewhere. And I'm like, yes, she's mine. But no, I've been to, I went to Italy, met up with my sister. My sister now lives in Budapest.
That's pretty cool.
Budapest. Yeah, remember when I was there and we did a podcast from Budapest? I was in Budapest. Yep. And then so we kind of just met in Italy and did a little 10 days together and kind of went to different cities, which was a lot of fun. And then which is a lot of fun. Courtney and I are really good traveling because she's a Capricorn and I'm a Gemini. So she's like, we're going to go here. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Like, now go right. And I'm like, okay. I have a question for you. Travel is super important. And clearly this is your sister. So don't go there. But what I'm saying is, what are the qualities that Courtney has that you like that makes her a good travel buddy that you know for sure? Like, I need that in a partner.
There's good and bad. But like what I'm saying basically is that like, I'm kind of like the Labrador that kind of follows you around. And
but
I'm
you
like,
have such
I'm
strong
here.
Opinions,
we're in this.
So how is that possible?
Well, not about like if I'm in, I have a strong opinion about what city we'll go to, but once I'm in the city, if you want to go do shit, let's do it. You know what I mean? So like, I'm not, all right, we're going to go here and see this. Let's get tickets for this. Let's make sure we go do this. Let's like do this. I'm like, what do you want to do tomorrow? And she's like, I'd like to go see the Duomo. And I'm like, awesome. Let's get tickets to go see the Duomo. You know, like that
Got
kind
it.
Of stuff. Well, Airbnb, she can take care of that and like figure out like how to, you know, Venmo me or whatever, like that kind of. So, well, she like kind of takes the lead and I'm just kind of like taking pictures behind her, you know.
Let's oh, you're like an Instagram the husband. Someone somewhere should be hearing this and take you everywhere.
Ladies.
Yeah. I've gotten listen with my friend group in LA, I've gotten very good with the Taylors, like just being around the Taylors recently, Taylor Strecker and Taylor Donahue. Like I have learned how to take a good picture. Oh. I've learned.
Hey, yeah. That's a good skill. Put that on your dating app or not dating app that you're on or not on, but that is a good skill.
Just waiting for the Instagram account to be helping with. Just
we'll have to work on that one.
Yeah. So we went to Italy. That was right. The thing I don't like though is that like Courtney gets very flustered and frustrated really quickly, as do Capricorns. So like, see, Jen's pissed already.
Look, I know, but I think I do too. And I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Libra Virgo Capricorn. So it's in there somewhere. But
you're all over the damn place. You're all over the damn place.
Yeah, I can get frustrated easily.
But like there was a thing where we went and like I had recommendations of where to go in Rome, and we sat down in this one place, and she just automatically started being like, I don't know if I want to be here. I don't know. And this is too expensive. And then I'm like, all right, we can leave. It's fine, you know. But like, don't get mad at the waiter because the Aperol spritz is $14 instead of $7. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. So, yeah.
So there was a couple instances like that where I think her emotions kind of get bubble up really quickly. And then it's like, okay, calm down. We're here. We're having fun. We can go anywhere.
But Rob, that is a good quality on your end for a woman. Like, I don't know if it's, I definitely can get like that. So I don't know if it's just a coincidence or like I'm more of a like female type situation thing to be like flustered easily like that. And then like, let your emotions come out like that. Whereas men maybe don't do that, but that you know how to temper that. You did the right thing. You're like, we can just go. Don't worry. It's just you and I here. Like, I would want my man to tell me that. I know you're her brother, but I would want someone to tell me that. It would make me feel good. Like, that's a good dynamic.
Thank you. Well, we'll see. I mean, hopefully I'll find somebody who isn't exactly like my sister and we have a better.
Well, right.
I mean, I love my sister. My sister's fantastic. She is fantastic.
Somebody has to be able to travel. That's important to you. And so if you
I've broken up with, listen, I've traveled with a girlfriend before. And when I got back, I was like, this ain't going to work. But that is very, very important to me also. I need somebody who's more laid back. Not that I can deal with somebody who's high maintenance, but I need somebody that's more laid back like I am. So it's like, who cares?
Listen, be very specific about it though, because what if you find someone?
Well, Rob, you also like back. Someone to take the reins. Like when you get to the city, you like the person to be like, let's go here. And you're like, okay, you're the Labrador.
I need somebody who doesn't have decision paralysis right. like
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So then I came back and then, so, Stassi, my friend Stassi, she just wrote another book, a third book, and it's she's a 3-time New York Times bestselling author.
Wow. Congratulations to her. That's awesome.
I know. I'm very, very proud of her. So she was going on tour to promote her book and it was like a 5-city tour, 6-city tour, something like that. It was going to take 10 days. So they called me and asked if I would come and help Bo take care of the kids while she was out of town.
How was that?
And I was like, fuck yeah, man, let's do this shit. Let's Mr. Mom this shit, you know? And like, I came back I've always had a respect for like 2 kids, 3 kids, 2 kids, but like having a 3-year-old toddler and then a 1-year-old, and she's definitely going through her 3-year-old shit right now. And their personalities couldn't be more different with these children. You know, Messer is so laid back and just smiley and happy. Mm-hmm. Such a second child. And he's just like giggly. And like, yeah, he has his tantrums, but they're for a reason, you know, whereas Hartford's going through her like, fuck everybody who doesn't give me what I want stage, you know?
Yep.
So she's,
what do they
she's,
call them? Greenagers?
She's been, yeah. Oh, is that what they call them?
Greenager.
Threenager. Well, she's
terrible twos is also really like the threes.
Yeah, she had her terrible twos, but I think she's definitely realizing her words are more available to her. So they're the weapons. She's got new weapons. You know, she understands. There was a moment where she, because we would pick her up at school. So we had this like really good system down where Bo would wake up with the kids at like 6:45. Or whenever Messer woke up, get them up. And by the time I came up at like 7:45 from my guest room, he already had them seated and eating breakfast. Then I would take over with Messer. He would get Hartford ready for school, take her to school, which took about an hour. And then Messer and I would put on, you remember, you know, Jack McBriar? He was Kenneth on 30 Rock.
Okay.
He has a show for kids now on Apple TV, and it's so damn good. What is it? Good.
Oh, what is it?
That? Matches. It's called like, I forget what the fuck it's called. I should know, but I'll find out. But you can look it up. Jack McBriar. He has a show, something about Jack. Something the word Jack's in it. Anyway, Messer and I would turn on the TV. I would sit him at his little baby table in the living room, and we would just watch that show and dance and all this other stuff for an hour. And then Bo would come back. And then the nanny would come at like 10:30. And then Bo and I had from like 10 to 3 off.
Nice.
Pretty much. Okay. So we would go see a movie or go work out or go do. Like,
you guys are such a cute couple.
And then, we would go both pick up Hartford from school. And then we had both of them all the way until like the nanny left at 6, but she kind of just stayed with Messer. So we kind of like would go to the park and then the weekends, it was just the two of us. But it was, there was this time where Hartford didn't get ice cream after school when we picked her up, because we gave it to her one time after school as a treat. And then she wanted it every time.
We do that. It's like this weird pattern that must be fulfilled every day now.
Yeah. So we got back and she started screaming in the car. The car ride was like 45 minutes. We got home. She was still screaming at the top of her lungs into the kitchen. And then at one point there's a mirror about her level in the living room. And I look around the corner at her crying. She's in the mirror watching herself cry, pretend crying to see how much she can make it more dramatic, her tears and her like screaming that's going
Sounds
on.
About right.
Like, you little shit, you know?
Yeah.
And she like would like kind of like smile at me and wink and then go back to crying type deal. And I was like, oh, you are such a little manipulator. It is so funny because she's good at it.
Yeah.
She's really good at it, but she's also the sweetest child. But anyway, that lasted 10 days. And then I got back from that. And I've always wanted like 2 kids. And at this point I was like, nope. If I'll take one. I want one child that looks like me that I can be like, wow. Or like, even has just my personality or, you know, yourself in you in it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're not outnumbered, or like if it's just one parent with the kid, at least it's one-on-one instead of one and two. But yeah. Like, I feel that same way. But I also then on the flip side, like, Rob, you have a sister, Lauren, you have a brother. So like, there's that dynamic too, that you had where you have this like built-in best friend enemy. And so that's cool too. But Rob, you got a really good insight.
No, that's, I mean, I'm not going into meeting somebody with the hopes that like, oh, you want one kid. Right. Well, then I'm out. You know, I'm going also maybe, you know, I can, if somebody has a child already and they're under five and, yeah, you know, I can be like, oh, I only want one anyway. So we only, you know what I mean? Like, they could be step brother and sister.
You
and still have
so
each
much
other,
more open kind of with things these
half
days.
Half brother and sister.
Half brother, sister, yeah.
I can attest that two children is fucking hard. And especially when you have the second child, when your first child is 20 months old. That's real.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I have a friend out here who has three kids under four. So
how'd that science work out?
Yeah.
I told James, like, for the last month, I'm like, it's not happening because he's fixed and I'm 44, but I'm like, I legit want another baby. Isn't that weird? I don't know. It's also because there's enough time in between now. Before there was like, so, but I'm like, I could do that again. I'm not going to, we're not, I mean, literally not going to do it, but I was like, that's fucking weird. That
maybe
I,
it's the hormones.
At least there would be a little time in between. It could, well, I don't know, maybe, but it's not happening. But I mean, it's hard and it does change things. So you have to be prepared. But it does take a village. We always say it takes a village to date. It does take a village to raise a child. And Rob, you brought up a good point, like going to help them, that like Bo and Stassi, that was so nice. I was alone for 5 days with all three children, Bella and the two boys, because James went on a golf trip and I thought I was going to rip my hair out. And my best friend Jenna was like, why didn't you call me? I would have come help. See, now it's like, I didn't even think about that. I've got a Rob. I could have called her. So it takes a village, guys.
Well, I think because there was a moment where Bo, maybe he came here for F1 last year, but he went away, which he never gets to go away. But he went away for a couple of days and Georgie, Stassi's sister, went and helped. But even the two of them, when Stassi's like, I'm going to be out of town, you need somebody.
Oh,
you know, so they let me know way ahead of time. And I was like, yeah, my God. Yeah. And then they're like, we'll buy your ticket out to LA. And I'm like, no, guys, I'm your fucking friend. I'm Hartford's godfather. Like, you don't have to treat me like I'm fucking helping you because I feel obligated to. I want to.
Yeah, you want. And that's, you know? You got to surround yourself with people like that who are going to help support your relationship in all those ways. And that's nice of you to do that. They're lucky that they have a Rob.
Well, thank you. So anyway.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think I've ever closed the show before.
Well, here it is. We're lobbing you a pitch. Hit it out the park, yo.
Well, guys, listen, we're so glad to be back and so glad to have you listening. And I know I've seen your DMs with people asking where the show was, and I just couldn't respond to everybody. But we are back. We promise to be back at least through the holidays, or at least until Jen decides when she's going to up and move and we get to figure everything else out. But in the meantime, keep tuning into it. This complicated, and go back and listen to the other episodes where we talk about more dating and relationshipy stuff. And while you're there, please subscribe, rate, comment, and share it with a friend. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show, not It's Complicated Show, just at Complicated Show. You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can find me at Jennifer Golden, just all the places, really.
And you can find me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias too.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. And
hi, Gail.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.